You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Molly Wood, in for Lizzie O'Leary. We will start the show, as we often do, with a little long and short. That's where we borrow terms from the world of finance and ask our guests to go long, that is, bet on, or short, and bet against, topics in the news. This week, we have Quentin Hardy, deputy tech editor from the New York Times, and Marketplace's own Jed Kim. Hey, guys.
Hey, Molly.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. All right, let's jump right in. Quentin, I'm going to start with you. What are you long on this week and in the weeks to come?
I am long the workplace, specifically the collaborative workplace, and even more specifically, work being everywhere. And the reason why is this week, first, Google announced a new kind of whiteboard that is very Googly. It is obviously attached to the internet, and you can search it, and it's a touch screen. Multiple people can be in this meeting designing and building wonderful things together. Longer term, it's going to be able to sort of mine how the process of creation took place and become this kind of virtual environment where people can analyze who did what and what contribution was made and how many iterations it took, which segues into the other thing that happened where IBM got together with Slack, the collaboration tool that's already getting quite popular in the workplace, and they've put Watson into it so that you can start mining Slack workplace conversations and figure out who knows what and how work happens. So we're seeing the workplace sort of merge into everywhere and work with AI so that there are going to be more insights into who's doing what all the time.
Yeah, it sounds like, I'm not going to lie, it sounds like easier ways to find and fire people.
Hey, there's a creep factor. You know.
Well, the way you describe it, it's like, wait, they're going to really efficiency analyzing?
I got to say, workplace computers have always been about automating stuff, right? This is more.
True. They're going to automate me.
No.
All right, Jed.
You're a creative. You're in good shape. Creatives will be benefited.
It's true. They're all after the creative. Jed, do you have a pick me up here? What are you feeling great about?
I'm long on climate change actually being something that presidential candidates talk about. And bring this up because
they haven't so far.
Exactly. In the debates, three debates.
Three for three
no
on the
mention.
Debates, Jed.
Yeah, and that has been a big nettle in the side of environmentalists. If you really want to look into like indications that this is actually a priority, you actually got to go to the WikiLeaks email. And if you look at that, you see that there are so many emails in which her team is discussing climate change. So even things that they're not doing for the public face, this is definitely part of their conversation.
Well, Jed, that's one candidate. But when it comes to the problem of hot air, how's Mr. Trump doing?
Of course, this all goes out the window if Trump becomes president. But looking at polling, that factors into the long.
I think it's worth pointing out, though, that it is very telling that those conversations have, for the most part, only happened in email, because some analysts refer to climate change as an issue that is as controversial or difficult to bring up as abortion. I don't want to, rain on your parade, but it's not going to be easy to even get started on.
Yeah, and it's definitely something that they are considering. I mean, you look at the emails, they talk about polling for ideas like a carbon price, things like that. Mm.
And it is global warming. So we can cut our emissions, but how much leverage do we have with a Russia, which likes the carbon economy very much, or China or India, which are building up their populations and trying to make the middle class?
Right. And, you know, this is all a push to keep us in line with the Paris Climate Agreement that many countries signed last year.
That's true. So we could be long on it because at least there's some sort of agreement. We're veering into short territory.
Stay
though, so right. Now we can just go all the way, Quentin. What are you short on?
Well, Halloween's coming up, so it's time to think about Christmas, right? And I'm a little concerned about all those IoT devices, which were just used in this massive denial of service attack, the thermostats, the DVRs, all the connected baby monitors, all these connected devices, people are going to start looking at quite askance and thinking, do I want to bring that into my house? So whatever Christmas bump you might have been expecting, in sales of those, be wary.
I got to say, I'm not one of those people who understands it well enough to be scared. Maybe that said something about my...
So you're all in. You're like, net connected everything.
Why not?
What could go
when
wrong?
When your DVR starts screaming at your doorbell in Russian, don't come crying to me.
All right, so that's a whole buying category wiped off the mat. Jed, what are you short on?
I am short on my ability to muddle through sports conversations.
Just generally speaking.
It's really...
You don't want to
really
do this anymore.
Shorter than usual?
Okay, so here's the reason. This World Series pits two of the teams with the worst droughts in baseball history. One of these is going to be completely done with their curse. And let's face it, the other one is going to be done pretty soon because they're both strong teams. This is terrible for people like me who... I don't know anything about sports when it comes up in conversation. My go-to has been, how about the last time the Cubs won the World Series? And that inevitably sparks a whole long debate that I can just then walk away from. And that's going to be gone. Who are we going to talk about after this is all said and done?
If you're going to be a beer cup half empty kind of guy, just think of it this way. One of those teams is so bad that even they couldn't beat the other team that was so bad, right? Our curse is so perfect. It couldn't beat Chicago / Cleveland, you know?
I do feel like the losing team has a big sob story. Like, you can at least milk that for another year.
Maybe, but...
All right, well, then I have a little trivia for you, Jed.
Uh-oh.
This is what you can trot out at the pub. Yeah, this is going to help. You can trot this out at the pub, you know, when you need to.
In the
NBA, the Sacramento Kings have not won an NBA championship or even been to the finals since 1951, and that's back when they were known as the Rochester Royals. Wait. So you can just say, yeah, they're as bad as the Rochester Royals.
And then walk away.
And then walk away. Everybody will get it. Quentin Hardy and Jed Kim, thank you for playing Long and Short with me today. You guys are delightful.
Thank you.
It's good to be here.